the things he must have faced. It was hard. A lot of times we want to choose the path of least resistance. That's not the Christian way. It's hard to do. And really thinking, I just said Joshua and Caleb and that generation, I mean, those two guys, they had the blessing of God, and they saw the entrance into the promised land and everything, and maybe they lived in a great generation. It would have been incredible to live in those times, but in reality, we are living at the end of the age. The end of the ages has come upon us. We are living in an incredible time in history. It's time to choose to follow the Lord. Again, first day of the year. Chapters closing, new chapters beginning. I love it. You can like start over. God's kind of like design time that way. Years come to an end. Centuries, decades, years, months, weeks, a day. Every day, start over. I think continually as Christians, we ought to be doing this, choosing to follow the Lord. C.T. Studd, famous English cricket player and millionaire, left to be a missionary in Africa when he saw a sign at a church with the words, "Cannibals want missionaries." Guy, it's like from a different world. Why would that motivate you to go to the cannibals? No one said this is going to be easy. But living with an eternal perspective. Talking about this, counting the cost, and it's not going to be easy. Oftentimes, I'll go in and I'll preach open air, and there's about 30 villages that I try to visit in the circuit, and a lot of those villages are where Bert and Colleen Elliott planted churches many, many years ago. And I'll go into the villages, and every night in the evening, I'll open air preach, and a lot of times the whole village will come out to listen. And a lot of times, people, the whole village will come, and they will just sometimes be in like this stunned silence afterwards, listening to God's word being preached. And I've had, on a few occasions, people come up to me. I remember this one guy in a village, San Jose de Yanayaku. He came up to me afterwards, and he said, "Hermano Miqueas, I want what you're talking about. You preach the same thing every time you come to our village. I understand it. There's only one God. He created the universe. This world is in rebellion to him. God became a man, lived the perfect life, died on the cross, was buried, rose again. He paid the price that I should have had to pay for my sin. Grace, forgiveness, mercy, love. I can start over again. New life. I can be born again in Jesus Christ. I want it. But I can't do it. The cost is too high. I got three or four women that kind of share life with. I've planted a field of coca, which is what they make cocaine from. The region where we live is a great soil for coca. It used to be one of the highest producing cocaine areas in the world. But he had his coca plantation. A lot of money in that. Makes a lot of money to be in the drugs. He also was telling me, I love the drunken fiestas, parties that we have every Saturday night. I want Jesus, but I want bail more. I want what you're talking about, but I realize I got to give up Moloch. I love Dagon and what he gives me. I can't do it. And I remember that night, kind of stunned silence, a lot of people thinking about their soul and where they're at, and him talking to me. And then just after that, turning around and walking away. It was like you could almost hear the spiritual chains clanking behind him as he walked off. Slave. Prisoner of sin. One thing he did, he counted the cost. He counted the cost. And he figured the cost was too high. Got to count the cost. It's not a joke. We're not just playing religion. I think that ought to be clear when we preach the message of the gospel. It's not easy believism. But at the same time, last point here, you have a choice to make. And I could preach this evangelistically, but at the same time, I'm just preaching to myself this morning. You guys can all go to sleep. I want to make a choice today to live better, more fully for the Lord this year. Brand new year. First day, first morning of a new year. Verses 14 and 15, again, these are the key verses, really not only to the chapter, but to the whole book. Chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. If it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day. I was thinking I should echo this about 10 times. Choose this day. If I was on top of a table right now in the main square in Tarapoto, I'd just scream it out. Choose this day. What will you choose? You going to follow the Lord this year? And you could just, I mean, you can reduce that down to little choices. Choose to fix your attitude this year. A lot of times I just easily fall into a bad attitude. Got to fix that. Choose. It comes down to a choice. You got to make a decision. Okay, so I started out in the first part of this passage here, a Calvinist. God did it all. You didn't do any of it. God predestined you to be saved. Yes, God is sovereign. He's in control of everything. Nothing happens without him knowing about it and planning it also. God is in complete control. But at the same time, there are plenty of verses like this, 14 and 15. You got to choose. You make real decisions that have real consequences. That is amazing. I don't know how it works. When you come to a passage that says you got to choose, you preach that. When you come to a passage that says God's in complete control, you preach that. Here they're in the same passage. You got to maintain these doctrines in tension. Somebody, I think it was Martin Luther, said, church history, the church throughout history has been like a drunk man getting up on a horse and falling off on this side. And then he gets back up and he falls off on this side. He gets back up and he falls off on this side. Throughout history, we emphasize different attributes of God or different spiritual truths, but we kind of don't maintain that balance. I think you got to just maintain that balance between Calvinism and Arminianism. Again, I lean more Calvinistic. Maybe I'm going to fall off the horse over there. But at the same time, you've got a choice. And here we've got a passage where it talks about it. And today is a day when we should make a choice. God is screaming out to us this morning. I was going through this yesterday and thinking about it so much. And this morning also, waking up early and just keep on coming to these words. Choose this day. Choose this day. So many people have a victim mentality. I would choose to follow the Lord, or I would choose to change my attitude, or I would choose to be more serious in my Bible reading or attending church or being more involved in ministry. I would choose that, but my kids, or my wife, or my circumstances, or I live too far away. Or my economic situation. And we fall into this victim mentality. No. It comes down to, you got to choose. I choose to follow the Lord. I choose to fix my attitude. I choose to love my wife. I choose to love my kids. I choose to be happy. A lot of times we choose to be angry. I don't know how many of you saw the movie last night, but the policeman, the white guy, he just lived a life until his moment where he was saved in the movie, but he just went living his life choosing to have a bad attitude, choosing to be angry, angry at his wife, angry at his kid, angry at the world. You choose. You've got to choose today. What will you do? I'm not talking about Word faith. Word of faith movement, doctrine. Have you heard of that? I think maybe it's bigger in California. But the word of faith, name it and claim it. You speak truths into existence. And I actually listened to a couple of messages from this passage from a word of faith guys. And this guy was talking about this year, 2017, is the year of the double. This is the year of your prosperity. This is the year where you get healed. I don't know what God's going to do this year. He might make you go through something really hard in order to teach you something. I don't know what God's going to do. I know He's in control. I don't know what He's going to do, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. Let me start here. I do know this. God will bless you. God will prosper you. I'm not talking necessarily physically and financially, but God will bless you. He will prosper you. He will help you if you choose to follow Him and obey Him. Now, a lot of times that prosperity and blessing and help doesn't always look like what we think. But God knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for you. I want His best. You've got to choose to obey Him. Follow Him. Make up your mind. Our decisions shape our destiny. Where is your resolve? So choose to put away your idols. Choose to lead your family. Men, choose to look at the past and the manifold blessings of God and follow the Lord. Choose that pearl of great price. John Piper said this, "But whatever you do, find the God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated passion of your life. And find your way to say it, and live for it, and die for it, and you will make a difference that lasts. You will not waste your life." Many people, great majority of people, I think, are wasting their lives because they're not choosing to follow the Lord. They're choosing to follow their idols. There's a statement, maybe you've heard it before, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. You see that? It all starts with your thoughts. Sow a thought, goes through the process to a destiny. Your thoughts lead you to choices, actions. Those are going to lead you to a certain destination point. Good thoughts, thoughts on the Lord, remembering the great things that He's done for us. Thoughts, I'm going to cut with sin. I'm going to cut with idols. Those thoughts leading to choices, resolve, New Year's resolution will lead you to God's blessing. And that's what Joshua's trying to do here. A new generation. I want Israel, my people, to be blessed. How are you going to hang on to God's blessings that He's given you in the promised land? Remembering what Christ has done for you, what God has done for you, cutting with your idols, and then choosing this day to follow the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, thank You for this brand new year. You've brought us through many trials, snares, difficulties, wilderness. Lord, we thank You for Your many blessings. Help us to daily remember and contemplate those blessings that we have in Christ. Help us to grab a hold of them. Oh God, help us to make a decision. Help us to choose this day to follow You, recommit our lives to You. We want to live lives that aren't wasted. The idols and gods of this world tugging at our hearts, tugging at our desires. But God, You are the pearl of great price. Above all things, we want You to know You, to walk with You, to serve You, righteousness and truth. We ask that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, You help us to choose this day follow you faithfully. In Jesus' name.